This is a letter from Suki Sweet. Suki Sweet, thank you for this letter and sharing your thoughts, please. Dear Loving It with Laura, as the owner of a lovely pair of eyes, a come hither smile and thighs that would crack walnuts, I've had plenty of unwanted admirers. But I'm afraid it's my sweet tooth that's got me in trouble this time, which is why I need your help. When a new confectioner's shop opened at our high street, I knew it was only a matter of time before I ventured in. But how could I have known it would lead to an inconvenient crush on the owner's part? Perhaps I led Colin on, but he displayed his bonbon. But he displayed his bonbon so beautifully. They really stood out behind the counter. crammed tightly together, their soft pink exterior belying the rock-hard delicacies beneath. How I longed to grab a handful and devour them greedily. I rang his bell hungrily. Out he popped. Quick as a flash and tall enough to reach the top shelf without a ladder. His apron was pristine, and as he smiled, he snapped on his rubber gloves ready for action. He couldn't wait to serve me. I asked for a quarter, but joked I could have polished off the whole lot, and as he turned to take off his top, I could finally feast my eyes on his whole range. Gorgeous lollies, toffee bangers, and the biggest sherbet dib-dab I've ever seen. True, he had scary teeth, but it was his glistening cherry lips I desired the most. I knew it was all too much too soon, and I'd have to return another day or risk spoiling my tea. So I went back the very next day, and the next, and the next, and now I notice he's slipping me a bit extra when no one's looking. Laura, I'm sure Colin thinks I fancy him when the only thing I'm interested in are his sugary goodies. How do I get what I'm after without giving him the wrong impression? Ooh, what a dilemma. Laura.
Oh, Suki, we are kindred spirits there. I am a little too fond of saltwater taffy myself. But living in L.A., it's so hard to come by. Food. So enough of my troubles. You got problems of your own, right? Okay. So you have two options as far as I can see. You let Colin know you're only interested in his Reese's Pieces. And for this, humor is a great diffuser, don't you find, Ronnie?
Yeah.
You could eat your last Rolo right in front of him while giving him a cheeky wink. You could buy a packet of love hearts and slip him the one that says fish face. There's always one. Or you could carry on the way you are and eat and eat and eat until you become spotty, overweight, and all your teeth fall out. Big turnoff. Alternatively, and I'd go for this one, Suki, just accept that you are hot to trot and these things will happen. If he wants to slip you a little extra because he's sweet on you, let him. Just make sure you don't slip him one back or things really will turn sour.
Well, there you go. Thank you. As ever, wise, wise advice. Laura, thank you. I hope that's been of help to you, Suki Sweet. I was rather touched by that one.